Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. The County of Ventura Economic Vitality will open an application window starting March 16th and is encouraging small businesses impacted by COVID-19 to apply. The Ventura County Microbusiness COVID-19 Relief Grant is also funded through a grant from the California Office of the Small Business Advocate. Here to tell us more about it is Paul Stamper, Deputy Executive Officer, County of Ventura Economic Vitality. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. And thank you so much on behalf of our Board of Supervisors. I appreciate you helping us get the word out. We want to support our businesses in any way we can.
And even though we're through COVID-19, and you would know this as well as anybody else along with the business people out there, Paul, the rebuild is going to be very, very difficult for a lot of these folks. So tell us more about the Microbusiness COVID-19 Relief Grant funding. How is that going to help folks?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is free money for some of the smallest businesses in Ventura County, those making less than $50,000 in gross revenue per year. So the program is going to award $2,500 in grants to each eligible business that receives the award, and they do not have to pay this back. So if you can imagine a small business that they pay $25 a day on gas, with the increased prices there, this is five months of fuel for their business. So this grant that we received from the state of over $1 million, in part we received that because we demonstrated as a county a successful track record. This is actually our fifth business grant program, and we've awarded over $70 million directly to local businesses. So our supervisors are really prioritizing that recovery for the businesses.
Paul, this sounds like such a great program. What's the basic eligibility criteria for the businesses to apply?
Yeah, so basically businesses that are eligible need to show that they own and operate a business in Ventura County. They have gross revenue between $1,000 and $50,000 in 2019, and that they are impacted by COVID-19. Now, as it happens, nonprofits are also eligible to apply if they are 501c3, c6, or c19. And just a couple other requirements. Businesses need to have fewer than 5 employees, which is going to be the vast majority of these under $50,000 gross revenue. Also, businesses cannot have already received a California relief grant. And then lastly, this needs to be the primary income for that owner. So the business does not cannot be a side hustle where you already have a job, but you're starting up a business at the same time. And I just want to encourage everyone to go to vcbusinessgrants.org for full details on all of those things.
Paul, let's look at any requirements, documentation that applicants will need to provide. What do people have to provide to qualify?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So there is an application that they need to submit, and that includes a few documents, which basically are going to tell us who you are, that you own a business in Ventura County, and your revenue. So specifically, the documents folks would need to gather to submit are they need a government-issued photo ID, a 2019 tax return, and some sort of proof that they're operating their business in Ventura County. Now, that could be a permit, tax bill, utility bill. There's a number of documents we'll accept, and those are posted on the website. And then there's also what's called the W-9 IRS form. It's really a basic one-page information about the business, and that's downloadable from the website when they go through the application process as well. If it is a nonprofit that's applying, then we also require what's called a letter of determination, which basically means they are a recognized registered nonprofit. So all of these and more details are covered on our grants website if people are interested.
How will recipients be determined for the grant?
So we're gonna award grants until we have handed out the entire just over $1 million that we've been awarded. Businesses that meet what's called a priority factor will be awarded first. And so these priority groups, which were identified by the state, are those groups that have traditionally faced barriers to resources and are often been most impacted by COVID. So this will include businesses that are owned by women, by minorities or persons of color, by veterans, or businesses that are located in low wealth and rural communities.
If a business is awarded a grant, how can they use the funds? Are there certain categories, or can they use it for anything they want in their business?
Yeah, excellent question. There's a pretty wide variety of ways that they can use the money. Certainly any COVID-related costs, whether it's reopening, safety-related, PPE, employee training, et cetera, but also it's broader than that. It's basically any working capital or overhead expenses, so that could be new equipment, rent, utilities, payroll, insurance, permits, et cetera. We recently received a letter from one of our past recipients, a business owner named Suzanne, and she wrote to us that said that she had a thriving business that employed six other women, most of them single mothers, and that COVID shut us down overnight, and these funds will be put to good use, building back even better. And I've spoken to multiple recipients who have told me directly that they this money really just helped them get by, particularly during the peak when businesses were slowed down. And right now, many businesses are suffering from, costs that are still related to that slowdown. And so this is really meant to help that.
If someone is interested, Paul, how do they apply for the grant? Is there an application window for the grant?
Yes, the application window opened last week, so we are actively taking applications now. Interested folks should go to vcbusinessgrants.org. All the program detailed information will be there, and there's a button you can click to apply there. In addition, we have a call center that's open during business hours at 1-888-405-1004. That number is also on the website. And there are people there to help answer questions and provide assistance. And we will be accepting applications through April 12th, but I really encourage anyone that's interested to apply before then. It's entirely likely that we'll have more applicants than we have funding for by the time we reach that date. So don't wait, apply now. And I also want to encourage people, if they're not sure if they're eligible, please go through the application process. We have a team that is available and doing direct outreach to assist applicants as they get through that process. And I want to add that there is an emphasis on doing outreach to non-English speaking owners. So our website, application, marketing materials, everything's in Spanish and English. And in fact, our call center can support over 100 different languages. So I really want to encourage people to take advantage of that. And lastly, if I could add, there may be some business owners out there that are still needing assistance but recognize they may not qualify for this particular program. And I would encourage everyone to go to our other website, which is vcrecovers.org. We continually update that website with business information, including local resources. You can find links and information for lending, for free business advisors. We'll certainly be posting evolving, regulations or resources as they come online. And, for example, we've also, our Board of Supervisors have approved over $4 million in permit fee waivers for local businesses. So they're trying to do everything they can to support our business community, because it's not just our businesses and economy, but it's also, those businesses have owners and workers that live in our community, and they want to do everything they can to help everyone recover.
Paul, great information, and I think you nailed it the best when you say, if you're not sure, apply. Just apply. You don't want to lose out on some of these funds that are available. So just make sure you fill out this application and see if you can get one of these grants. Excellent information. Paul Stamper, Deputy Executive Officer, County of Ventura, Economic Vitality. We really appreciate you coming on this morning. Great information for local businesses. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we are News Talk 1590 KVK. Once again, to learn more about the County of Ventura Business Assistant Grants, call 888-405-1004. If you are an employer interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It's 8:50.